applications. Couples must normally wait 72 hours after applying for a marriage license before they can marry, but one gay rights group is trying to line up judges who could waive the waiting period. The FBI has assigned its Joint Terrorism Task Force to lead a probe into laser attacks on the cockpits of two planes approaching LaGuardia Airport this week. The FBI says a reward is available for anyone providing information leading to the arrest in the Tuesday night attacks. A sheriff says he believes two killers who were released from prison on bogus documents are still in the Central Florida area. The Orange County Sheriff is appealing to the public for help in locating Joseph Jenkins and Charles Walker. Without going into specifics, Sheriff Jerry Demings says tips and reported sightings have put the two men in the area. Emergency crews are battling a massive fire after a Canadian National tanker train carrying oil and gas derailed west of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada overnight. No injuries have been reported so far. Canadian National says three cars came off the tracks in the hamlet of Gainford, and three of them are leaking and on fire. The entire community of roughly 100 people has been evacuated. Taking a look at local news now on WLEW, students crossing at the intersection of M53 and Kindy Road are causing some issues for drivers passing through that area. A lot of North Huron students have apparently been making unsafe crossings at the intersection, usually just before and after school hours. North Huron school officials claim they've been addressing the issue for months with the students and have been in contact with the Michigan Department of Transportation to seek solutions. Until one can be found, Huron County Sheriff Kelly Hansen is asking North Huron parents talk to their students about safe crossing and that motorists use extra caution in that area. Two people were taken to the hospital when a car and van collided in Sebewing around noon Thursday. A van pulled out into the intersection at a blinking traffic light and did not see a southbound car approaching. Two adults in the van were taken to the hospital with minor injuries. Another in the van and two in the car did not seek treatment. The accident shut down the intersection for a short period, and the names of those involved were not available. A 29-year-old Flint man has pleaded guilty to the manslaughter. A 29-year-old Flint man has pleaded guilty to manslaughter in the death of his one-year-old son who drowned this spring in a bathtub. Jeremy Wise entered his plea Friday, and the boy's 19-year-old mother, Callie Shersha, pleaded no contest to second-degree child abuse. Their pleas call for 5 years in jail, 5 years of probation for each. Wise is to receive 1 year in jail. Sentencing is scheduled for November 18th. Aiden Wise was found face down May 20th in the tub. Prosecutors have said the boy was left unattended while the couple fought. Police have identified the victim of Thursday night's fatal accident as 17-year-old Laura Massey of Millington. Massey was said to have been traveling south on Bray Road in Tuscola County when her vehicle left the road for an unknown reason, striking a mailbox, then trees. Massey was the only person in the car at the time of the accident, and she died of her injuries at the scene. There were no apparent witnesses to the crash. The accident was called in by a passerby just before 8:30 that night. Anyone with information or who may have witnessed the crash is being asked to call the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department. Taking a look at state news now on WLEW, a top advisor to Governor Rick Snyder, who was being paid by a nonprofit fund, is becoming a state employee. Rich Baird is getting a $40,000 raise, and now he will be paid $140,000. A spokeswoman says the change will clear up some unnecessary distractions of Baird's employment. Snyder has said he doesn't know who contributes to the nonprofit fund, which also pays expenses for Detroit's state-appointed emergency manager. A Detroit bank has agreed to pay $250,000 in fines to settle an investigation of compliance with anti-money laundering rules. First Independence Bank admits that it had unsatisfactory procedures prior to 2009. It has hired new staff, installed sophisticated software, and made other changes to detect suspicious banking activity. Governor Rick Snyder has ordered that U.S. flags on all state buildings and within the state capitol complex be lowered to half-staff in honor of a Western Michigan fire chief who died this week. John Allison was chief of the Custer Fire Department in Mason County. Snyder spokesman Jeff Holyfield said yesterday that Allison suffered a heart attack after responding to a fatal traffic crash on October 7th. He died Monday. The following are the current grain prices in effect at the Cooperative Elevator Company with numerous locations in the Thumb area. White wheat is up 16 to 692. Red wheat up 16 as well to 632. Corn up 5 to 392. And soybeans are down 1 to 1216. As always, for the price of navy beans and black beans, please contact your local elevator. For WLEW News, I'm Dave Harvey, and for the latest Thumb Area News anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net. Just one Thumb Area obituary to report today. Susan M. Tate, age 76, of Chandler Township, died Thursday afternoon at Courtney Manor in Bad Axe. Funeral Mass will be celebrated at 11 a.m. Monday, October 21st, at St. Felix Catholic Church in Pinnebog. Burial will be in St. Felix Cemetery. Friends may call at the Champaign Funeral Chapel in Elkton from 2 to 9 p.m. on Sunday and at the church Monday after 10 a.m. Memorial gifts may be given to the St. Felix Cemetery Fund or the family's discretion, and word of condolence may be shared at www.cfcelkton.com. And as always, for complete written Thumb Area obituaries anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And now they're up to date on the news. It's time for a look at your Precision Weather Forecast, Agricultural Edition, being brought to you by Murray's Mattresses and Home Furnishings.
This weather update is brought to you by Murray's Mattresses and Home Furnishings. You can get top quality, one-of-a-kind dining room tables and chairs, TV stands, and bedroom furniture hand-built in the USA by Amish craftsmen at the furniture store that brings you more Murray's Mattresses and Home Furnishings.
Good morning. Largely unsettled pattern setting up here for the next several days, dominated by a digging upper-level trough of low pressure. At the surface, a series of cold fronts will be sliding across the area. The next one moves through very early tomorrow morning, followed by another cold front during the morning hours on Monday. Each of these frontal passages will bring a few thicker clouds and perhaps a shower or two. Temperatures will remain seasonably cool. Cloudy with a few showers today, 48 to 53, winds west to northwesterly at 5 to 10 miles per hour. There's a 70% chance of precipitation. Turning partly cloudy tonight, lows 32 to 37, west to southwesterly winds at 10 to 15, chance of rainfall 20%. Clouds will mix with occasional sunshine tomorrow at 50 to 55, southwesterly winds at 5 to 15, chance of precipitation 20%. Monday night becoming cloudy with a few more showers, 40 to 45. Cloudy with a risk of showers Monday, highs 50 to 55 degrees. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Murley.
The great Irish playwright George Bernard Shaw is quoted as saying that progress is not possible without change. Well, at Murray's Mattresses and Home Furnishings, we've always embraced progress and change. If you've been by our store lately, you may have noticed that we are making changes on the outside and on the inside. With autumn upon us, we are sprucing up the outside and getting ready for winter. On the inside, we are adding new products. One of the things we have not changed, however, is our commitment to emphasizing quality American-made products. We have increased our selection of Amish-made furniture. You can get dining room tables and chairs, benches, coffee tables, end tables, TV stands, and bedroom furniture, all handcrafted in the United States in your choice of oak, cherry, maple, or hickory. The possibilities are almost endless, and the quality is superb. This is furniture designed to be passed down through the generations, not thrown out at the end of the year. You can custom order one-of-a-kind furniture that is hand-built for you by stopping out just north of Bad Axe. Yes, you can get furniture built like it used to be at Murray's Mattresses and Home Furnishings.
Join our Cruise 102 People Network. Connect with our studio with Thumb Cellular. If you hear of a news event, join our news team. Share your news lead by calling 989-269-1021. You could even be on the air, and you can become part of our team coverage with a free call on your Thumb Cellular phone by punching in *102. Thumb Cellular and Cruise 102, continuing to expand our people network. From hits to tips, just call *102.
Carlos, you getting ready for bed?
I'm studying, Dad.
Well,